शिवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, text number 5. Guner gunansa bhunjana Atma pratyodita prabhu मन्यमाना इदं श्रेष्ठम् आत्मानाम् इह सज्जते गुणैर्गुणांस भुञ्जाना आत्मप्रत्योदित प्रभु मन्यमाना इदं श्रेष्ठम् आत्मानाम् इह सज्जते गुणैर्गुणांस भुञ्जाना आत्मप्रत्योदितः प्रभु मन्यमाना इदं श्रेष्ठम् आत्मानाम् इह सज्जते। गुणांस भुञ्जाना आत्मा प्रत्युदिते प्रभु मन्यमाना इदं श्रेष्ठम् आत्मानाम् इह सज्जते।
माताजी
गुणैर्गुणांस भुञ्जाना आत्म प्रत्योदित प्रभु पुनर्गुणांस भुञ्जाना आत्म प्रत्योदित प्रभु
गुनेह विद द मोड्स गुणान द मोड्स सह ही गुंजान एंजॉइंग आत्मा बाय द सुप्रीम सोल प्रत्योदित एनलाइवंड प्रभु द मास्टर मन्यमानः थिंकिंग इदं दिस श्रेष्ठं क्रिएटेड बॉडी आत्मानं एज हिज ओन सेल्फ इह इन दिस सज्जते ही बिकम्स एंटैंगल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Translation. The individual living being, the master of the material body, uses his material senses which have been activated by the super soul to try to enjoy sense objects, composed of the three modes of nature. Thus, he misidentifies the created material body with the unborn eternal self and becomes entangled in the illusory energy of the Lord. So this is a long purport. So we discussed yesterday half the purport. So today we will read the second half of the purport, which gives another understanding of this beautiful verse. So purport. Srila Jiva Goswami has given another explanation for this verse. In the word Prabhu is taken to mean the Supreme Lord. If the word Prabhu is taken to mean the Supreme Lord, the word Gunaha can be understood to mean good qualities. Since Guna can refer to the material modes of nature or to admirable qualities, as in the verse Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchan Sarvar Gunaistatra Samasute Suraha, this verse would then mean that the Lord, by His transcendental qualities, the Gunaha, such as mercy, is able to relish the transcendental qualities, Gunan, of His pure devotees. Atma Pratyoditaha would then indicate that by surrendering unto the Lord, who is the reservoir of all good qualities, the pure devotees become similarly endowed with godly qualities. The word manyamana idam srishtam atmanam would indicate that the Lord accepts the body of His pure devotee to be on the same level as He Himself, as indicated in the verse Acharya mam vijnaniyam nava manyet karhechit. The Lord is attracted by the loving devotional service of His pure devotees and thus becomes entangled in the network of their loving relationship with Him. For example, after the battle of Kurukshetra, when Krishna was leaving for His own city, Dwarka, the loving appeal of Yudhishthir Maharaj forced the Lord to remain for several more weeks in Hastinapur. Similarly, when the elder gopis of Vrindavan clapped their hands, Krishna would dance like a puppet, keeping time to their rhythm. In relationship to this subject matter, Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.68. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadunam hridayam tvaham mat anyatena janati naham tebhyo manag api. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything but me, and I do not know anyone but them. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word Prabhu may also be understood as follows. The word Pra indicates prakrishena or excessively, and Bhu indicates bhavati or taking birth. Thus, Prabhu indicates prakrishen deva triyag adishu bhavanti sah, or repeatedly taking birth among demigods, animals, human beings and other forms of life. Confirming the statement of by Srila Jiva Goswami concerning the Lord's attachment to the spiritualized body of a pure devotee, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has quoted the following verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpana, shai kale krishna tare kare atma sama. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as Himself. Sei deha kare tara chidanandamaya, aprakrita deha tara charana bhajai. When the devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, the devotee in that transcendental body renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharon Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Panghum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dina Tarina Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, senior devotees and others, so that we can speak this morning on this beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, even though unqualified, and especially on this holy occasion of Sri Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Pad's disappearance day, and Sri Gundicha Marjan, the most auspicious of the days for the sadhakas, for cleansing of the heart. So it was very difficult. Actually, I was supposed to speak yesterday, but somehow I was not. So Krishna had its plans to purify, to clean the dirt. So we will discuss something, this beautiful verse in this section where Maharaj Nimi is asking the Navi Yogendras the questions. And in this particular episode which we are reading, he is asking about the, describe something about Maya, the energy of the Supreme Lord. And because he knows that the devotees see everything in connection with Krishna, so he'll come to know more about Krishna. So he's very eager to know, so he asks these questions, and in this following verses which we are reading, the one of the Navi Yogendras, the Antarikshji, he is replying, and he is in this particular verse, as it is described, the individual living being, the master of the material body, uses his senses, material senses, which have been activated by the super soul, to try enjoy sense objects composed of the three modes. And thus he misidentifies the created material body with the unborn self and becomes entangled in the illusory energy of the Lord. So this is beautiful, and in this particular section which we are reading, where Jiva Goswami is giving another angle to this verse. Of course, here this verse describes how the individual living entity with his senses under the modes, and when he tries to enjoy the objects which are also composed of the modes, gets entangled and misidentifies himself as the self. So Jiva Goswami Path interestingly gives another angle. So we discuss this angle which is mentioned in the verse and the first part of the purport, and in this purport section of the purport, Jiva Goswami gives another explanation, and he says, if Prabhu is referred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Gunan, instead of referring to the modes, is referred to the good qualities of the Supreme Lord, and then this verse would mean that the Supreme Lord, this verse would mean that the Lord, by his transcendental qualities, Gunaha, such as mercy, is able to relish the transcendental qualities of his pure devotees, the Gunan of the qualities. And in this way, the Lord gets entangled. Here the verse describes the living entity gets entangled in the modes. Here it's described how the Lord actually gets entangled seeing the good qualities of his great exalted devotees. The Lord himself is conquered. The Ajita, one who is unconquerable, is conquered. And then he describes how Srila Prabhupada, the disciples, gives this example of how when Krishna wanted to go to Dwarka back, but the battle of Kurukshetra, after the battle of Kurukshetra, but by the love of Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the devotees, he stayed back. Another example, how Krishna in Vrindavan specifically dances on the clapping of the gopis, as one of the bhajan says, Sachiyavara Chachape Nahachana Chave, that on a little cup of buttermilk Krishna would dance. So that is what is being, Jiva Goswami Pad is giving this twist to this verse, that how Krishna is conquered by the love of his devotees. The Krishna is completely enamored, conquered, rather than the living entity being conquered by the material modes, entangled here. Krishna is conquered by the devotees, the love of his pure devotees. It's a beautiful verse. And then the acharyas give the understanding how the body of the pure devotee, Krishna himself says that this is non-different from my body, and I love and I treat him as my own self. So that is the beautiful purport. But to come to that level where Krishna sees his body or the devotee's body as oneself, one has to become very, very pure. As we know, Krishna is supremely pure. And for us to come in touch, and for us, the Lord to see us as same as his own self, keep us dear to us, then we have to make a sincere and great effort to become purified. And today's day, as we know, in Jagannath Puri, some of the devotees, those who are fortunate, anyway, those who stayed are also fortunate, engaged in service, are today doing the Gundicha Mahajanam, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, to receive the Supreme Lord within the heart. And in this beautiful episode of Gundicha Mahajanam from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada gives many wonderful lessons for sadhakas on how we can actually cleanse our heart and participate in Gundicha Mahajanam and inviting the Supreme Lord in our hearts. So with this, I'll just like to just share this beautiful narration from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, many devotees and great devotees have given many, many elaborate commentaries and on this. Remember, even Gaurangpur once, he gave around like more than 25 lessons which a spiritual leader or a spiritual society can learn from this marjanam, cleansing of this Gundicha Mandir pastime, cleansing of the heart, basically, this pastime. But we will just narrate the narration and then read Srila Prabhupada's purport and the lessons which he derives as per our ability. So this begins, and the Rath Yatra is about to happening of Jagannathji tomorrow, the next day. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple, whatever in ISKCON terms, probably the temple commander, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was the main priest of the king and the acharya, the presiding acharya of that place. And then the Lord calls three of them and seeks permission. Mahaprabhu says that I would like to do this service of cleaning the Gundicha temple. Gundicha is the temple which is the where the Lord, after his Rath Yatra pastime, stays there for 9 days and then he comes back to his home. Gundicha was the name of the wife of Maharaj Indradyumna. So therefore that temple is there, so the Lord is about to go tomorrow to Gundicha to stay there for 9 days. So therefore this pastime has a great parallel in the life of sadhakas, as we are sadhakas are trying or attempting to invite the Lord in our hearts. So the superintendent of the police, of the Jagannath Mandir, and he comes and very grateful, my dear Lord, you are giving this opportunity, and whatever is your desire is our duty, and also as per the instruction of the king, then he has given us instruction that whatever is your desire, it has to be immediately fulfilled. Whatever is your desire. So whatever is your desire, we will immediately fulfill, but we feel this is not befitting for you personally to come and clean the Gundicha Mandir. And there are so many people who can do this. So, but since if it is your desire, you want to engage in this Leela pastime, you want to teach something through this, then may I arrange some brooms and water pots and whatever else. If you order me, I can bring some hundreds of pots and hundreds of brooms and help you in cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir. So of course the Lord expresses his desire. So the next day, early in the morning, and then of course the superintendent, and he organizes wonderful nice brooms and the water pots. I think they didn't need the mops because there's all cleaning with... Now here also devotees make wonderful arrangements for cleaning the temple. All we got the best of the mops and the best of those cleaning paraphernalia, so that it's easier for the devotees to render service. So the Lord also, early in the morning, here even sometimes the devotees wake you up, you have to come and clean the temple, of course. Feeling guilty speaking about that, haven't done that service for many... many time, long time now, but anyways. So Mahaprabhu was there. So early in the morning, maybe 4:20 is here, but whatever, early in the morning, Mahaprabhu with all his devotees, personally he went there, and as soon as they reached, Mahaprabhu personally put sandalwood on all the devotees, welcoming them that they have come to join in this wonderful service of Gundicha Mahajana. Probably some other devotee was engaged in grinding the chandan. Hundreds of devotees were there, so a lot of chandan. Like here we have two devotees early in the morning grinding chandan for Radha Gopina. So Mahaprabhu would have some person doing chandan service ready for the thing, and Mahaprabhu personally handed over the broom to each and every devotee. Like that. Every devotee was personally handed. This is your broom, this is your broom, this is your... you can... broom that. So that was Mahaprabhu's mood, that this is a sacred service which we are going to do. Every service of the Supreme Lord is very, very sacred. As Prabhupada said, it's a privilege that we get a chance to serve the Lord and his devotees. So Mahaprabhu, through his pastime, is personally giving the broom in each and every devotee's house, at each every devotee to broom. So everyone first started with the brooms. Then the pocha comes, then the later. So then Mahaprabhu decides that he himself personally is leading, and the whole temple room, there are many surrounding rooms, the courtyard, the bhoga mandap, the kirtan mandap, everything was thoroughly cleansed. From even the ceilings were cleaned, the simhasans were cleaned, the area between the temple and kirtan, like that, in great ecstasy when Mahaprabhu was personally leading. So all the devotees were also very excited and enthusiastically doing the whole cleaning process. And the whole body of the Supreme Lord was covered with like the dust all over his body, and tears were there, and he was shining beautifully, resplendent form of the Supreme Lord, and all the devotees collected their quotas of strains and the straws and the grains of sand and the dust particles which were there. So everyone collected their own, in their own cloth. Probably they didn't have those plastic scoops which we to collect. Jhadu lagane ke baad uthayenge kaise? So everyone used their own cloth. Mahaprabhu personally took his uttariya and collected all the dust with his own cloth. And it's described by Kaviraj Goswami that the dust, the straw and the sand and everything collected by Mahaprabhu himself was in quantity more than all others. So he was working the most enthusiastically. Not that he, chalo jhadu de di, aap log karo, main dekh raha hu. No, he was personally doing it with great enthusiasm. He was teaching everyone, all the devotees, and then he... So after that first round of cleaning was done, and the Lord decided that he allocated different areas. So fine cleaning has to be done. So everyone has allocated different area. Your area is the half of the kitchen or the side of the temple hall or like this, this, this. Few years back here also in Radha Gopinath, when Radhanath Maharaj had expressed a desire to do a cleaning of this temple, or the cleaning temple should be immaculately clean. Devotees had organized that all the devotees, like each one of the residents, were given particular area. Remember we had organized, everyone was, somebody was given Lakshmi Narayan Hall, somebody was Govarnitai Hall, so everyone was given those. So the ideas were coming from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Different areas were allocated. Of course, somehow the system didn't continue here. But anyways, the Lord was personally there and guiding, and then all the devotees were given their personal areas. This is your area, this is your area, this is your area. You clean this area. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy to see the devotees so eager. And then at the same time there were 100 devotees who were already ready with water pots. So we were ready for the matkas and the pochas and everything, that we would like to do this service. So the Mahaprabhu personally guides them. The main temple, and then the whole it was spontaneous loving service, but very organized. Mahaprabhu was very particular. Sometimes we have experienced when we go in our enthusiasm, we clean the Gundicha temple, hundreds, thousand devotees throng at one place and make it more unclean than actually clean. It's been our experience sometimes. But anyway, here the Lord was personally orchestrating, and the whole thing was so wonderfully organized. The Mahaprabhu was personally guiding that the first the water should go on the ceilings and then on the walls, so that the dirt comes down and then that dirt could be thrown out. Remember, even here in this place also, remember Sankirtan Prabhu would such meticulously organize the cleaning of the temple hall a few years back. He had those even diagrams how the ladder should be cupped at what angle and what be the distance of the ladder from the fan, so that when you climb you just reach the fan. So that is the love of the devotees. They want to go in every detail and how meticulously and how articulately things can be cleaned. And the Lord personally was orchestrating, and he himself climbed up on the Vedi and he personally cleaned the Simhasanam with his own cloth. And some devotees were having little fun also. Somebody would pour the water on Lord Chaitanya's feet also, and then drink some water, and like that in between while the cleaning was going on. So it's like a fun also happening with the service, and everyone was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. There was no other gossip happening. There was no other gossip at time. Everyone was talking about Krishna's name or discussing, or even they were giving the pots. It was like Krishna, Krishna, not give me pot de do, ya jhadu de do, ya ye leke aao, ya kahan clean karna. It's all Krishna, 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 Krishna. So it was all Krishna cleaning. It was Krishna cleans the heart. So the whole process was such wonderfully happening, and everyone was enjoying and enthusiastically doing. So hundreds of pots were made, emptied, and then there were devotees who were bringing the water from the nearby lake, and then there were so many people there, so somebody went to the well and started bringing water from there. So in this way, like the whole, and of course in the hurry of services sometimes the matkas will strike with each other and break also. So sometimes those difference of opinions were also there, but then it was overpowered by Krishna, 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 Krishna. Since Krishna was the center, so things were taken care, so they brought new matkas. So, and then continued with their services. And Mahaprabhu himself was working as if like hundreds of men, that was Mahaprabhu's quality. Even he would glorify someone, it would lie as if with five mouths, sometimes he would glorify with ten mouths, sometimes with hundreds of mouths, he would glorify. That was Mahaprabhu's enthusiasm in performing these devotional activities. And in the cleaning also, he was number one. Hundreds of men, what everyone could do. And then when whole cleaning was done, that time, Kaviraj Goswami describes that one Subuddhi and Saral, one who was very intelligent devotee and simple also at the same time. Subuddhi and Saral. After the whole cleaning is done and Mahaprabhu is there in the Garbhagraha, in the alt area where the Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra are being going to seat it the next day, and he comes and pours the waters on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and drinks that water. So Mahaprabhu was externally very unhappy with him and chastised him, and he called Swarup Damodar Goswami that what is this, your Bengali Vaishnava, what is he doing there in front of the temple hall, in front of the where the Lord is going to sit, and he is doing this. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, he catches that Bengali Vaishnava by his neck and pushes him out of the Gundicha Mandir. Of course, but then he comes to the Lord and begs forgiveness from his behalf. My dear Lord, please forgive him. And the Lord was externally upset, but then he was pleased. And Prabhupada brilliantly in the purport explains that how Mahaprabhu, by referring to that devotee as your Bengali Vaishnava to Swarup Damodar Goswami, established a strong parampara connection. Prabhupada writes that strong parampara connection, beginning from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then to his assistant Swarup Damodar Goswami, and then assisted by, followed by the six Goswamis, and then Kaviraj Goswami, and then we had Narottam Das, Thakur Srinivasa Acharya, and Shamanand Pandit, and then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and like that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad, and then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in that strong parampara. It's amazing how Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's time, when he was born in 1830s, around that time, nobody in Bengal knew about Lord Chaitanya properly. There were many, the Gauranga Nagris or Karta Bhajas or different Aula Baula and different sects, nobody representing the true teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there at that time. And all the intellectual class or the intelligentsia was thinking that this cult of Mahaprabhu is just a sentimentalism or some, everyone discarded that. So nobody, there was no respect for this culture. And even to get one copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, the authentic teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to struggle a lot. And today morning we were hearing one Chaitanya Charitamrit sit online distributed. That's what we heard this morning announcement. So it becomes so easy by Srila Prabhupada's grace that you don't have any search. You just go online, type Chaitanya Charitamrita or Amazon or Flipkart, delivers you at your home. So that's the glory of Srila Prabhupada. And that time there was no single copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita available. And thanks to the effort of devotees who put it online for devotees to order. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that time had a very, very crucial role, a great acharya in our disciplic succession. He was the pioneering spiritual leader, being a householder, a magistrate at the British time, prolific writer, wrote so many poems and bhajans. Interestingly, the first bhajan which we sing every day, Jai Radha Madhava, before any Bhagavatam class, was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So every day before we begin the Bhagavatam class, we remember Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and seek his blessings. Interesting. And also, the first, in one sense, the first Bhagavatam class in Gaudiya Sampradaya, the concept of Bhagavatam class was by Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu would actually visit Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath every day and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the pure devotional service. And who else other than Gadadhar Pandit can speak better on Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimati Radharani, non-different from Srimati Radharani. And such love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ready to assist in any way, that was the mood of Gadadhar Pandit. He was always with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At all the times when he was Mahaprabhu in his school days also, they were classmates. And then even when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to Jagannath Puri to assist and to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to assist in his mood. And that's therefore this was very, how he would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit would reveal the innermost secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So interesting how both Jai Radha Madhav, the first song, and the Bhagavatam class, both began by the Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's. And then, of course, at that time when the Gauriya Vaishnava was being taken very cheaply by people, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was corresponding that time with the greatest of the philosophers of that time, the theologians, the leaders, the being himself a magistrate, the scholars of that time, the professors of this time, and then that time, and it happens to be in the year 1896, the appearance day of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that he sent the first book, The Life and Pursuits of Lord Chaitanya, to the Western World University there. So that's how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was planting the seeds of the worldwide movement. And he was the one who discovered the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, doing a thorough research on from the historical point of view, geographical, studying different maps, and divine revelation by the Lord and supported by Srila Jagannathas Babaji. So that was his contribution. And amazingly how he was raising 10 children, all of them great exalted Vaishnavas, one of them Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that was his, and one time he had the great vision from his Bhakti Kutir that across the Ganges he saw that in the direction of the Yogapit, he saw that people from all the different nations, the Americans, the Europeans, the Africans, and all the different nations of the world, the people were coming to Yogapit, and they were together in harmony, in great bliss, chanting the holy names of Krishna, Sankirtan. So that was the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the efforts of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur later on, and by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we see that being happening fulfilled. Every year we have, during the God Purnima times, hundreds of thousands of devotees from all over the world, from the countries even which the name we haven't heard, there are devotees practicing Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of Navadvip, one of the, in one sense, materially speaking, very remote corner. I was just recently, 2 days back, with devotees from, Bengali devotees from Calcutta, and they have been staying in Calcutta, but they didn't know where Navadvip is or Mayapur is. In material speaking, such a remote place. But then by grace, by the vision of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his followers later on, we see it has become the international headquarters for ISKCON. And then just coming back, before we come back, I'll just read. We have heard this schedule of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as remembered by his son Lalit Prasadji. Interesting schedule, just to, and then we'll come back to our cleansing, which is important for us. So evening, let's start with rest time. We all like rest. So evening, rest time for him will be like around 7:30 to 8, rest in the night. So good, early rest. That means you can sleep more. Jaldi so gaye, so then sometime we get a chance, we say, wow, now it's a good time to sleep more. But then he would get up at 10, not AM, PM. Light his lamps, start writing till 4 a.m. and 4 a.m. rest till what time? Half an hour. 4:30 rest, wash his hands, get ready, chant till 7 a.m. and then write some letters. 7:30 start reading till 8:30, and then meet some guests, and if no guests, he'll continue with his reading till 9:30, and then again rest. That's nice. 9:30 to 9:45 a.m. 15 minutes of rest. 9:45, take a bath, breakfast, get ready. 9:55, leave for the court on the carriage. 10 a.m. court begins. 1 o'clock, focused, come back home, take bath, refreshed. 2 o'clock, back again, office, come back. 5, translate, take bath, prasad. So that was his schedule. And again, 7:30 rest till half an hour, till 2 hours. So that was his schedule. So even attempting to follow even for a day would drive us crazy. So that was their level of, that was his, he could contribute so much. So anyways, after this whole cleaning was done, Mahaprabhu would personally teach, and those who were doing it nicely, Mahaprabhu would personally go and encourage, and those who were not doing so nicely, Mahaprabhu would tell them, Pavitra Bhartsan, that he was very lovingly, he would chastise them, that you should do better. That's Kaviraj Goswami, without any grudges, very lovingly inspiring devotees, and then, of course, we were the pastime wherever. Devotee, he did that, wash the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And then after this whole thing, Mahaprabhu said, okay, now let's everyone sit in two rows. And then he started collecting everyone's dirt piles. And then he took it and put his dirt pile, and his was much more than all the devotees put together. That was his. And then those who had done really less by the amount of dirt which they had collected, Mahaprabhu suggested that we'll have a fine for you. That concept of VTA fine was there, that seva nahi aaya, nahi aaya. Then that fight was, that fine was introduced. And what is the fine? That they have to serve nice sweet rice and cakes for all the devotees. Something like we do in VTA also, that, that same money is used later on to serve the devotees in Govindas, whatever. So anyway, so in this way, this beautiful section, I'll just read from the purport which Srila Prabhupada writes. It's very interesting lessons which we can learn. I'll just briefly read. It's a long purport Srila Prabhupada writes. What we can actually learn, of course, many lessons. Interestingly, Srila Prabhupada writes that in commenting on the cleansing of Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna. So it's for all of us. All of us are world leaders, have our own world, our own kingdoms, our own whatever we have. So then Prabhupada describes that how, what is the meaning of this cleansing of the heart and inviting the Supreme Lord. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart. So how many of us wants to see Krishna within our hearts? So all of us want to see Krishna. So first, a rigorous cleaning, Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport. Mahaprabhu did twice, first, and then again, a thorough cleaning was done. So a lot of cleaning has to be done. And when cleaning is done, a lot of dust also comes, so which we have to tolerate. And then Prabhupada explains, in this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean. We all agree to it, as confirmed by Srimad Bhagavatam. Hridayantastohi abhadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto darpanam arjanam. And then Krishna personally within the heart cleanses the devotee's heart. Shrimatam Swakatha Krishna. And then Prabhupada explains that, yeah, if one devotee wants to cleanse, he must chant and hear. This is the simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse. He is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give direction. But one has to keep his heart as clean as Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. Therefore, devotee has to cleanse his heart just as Lord Chaitanya cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with straw, grains of sand and weeds, in other words, anya abhilashaha purna, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Lord. That the heart has to be cleansed thoroughly through all the material motives brought about through fruity work, through speculative knowledge, mystic yoga, and many other reforms of so many meditation types. The heart must be cleansed of all ulterior motives. And then Prabhupada explains what material desire is. A material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to full extent. And Prabhupada writes, interestingly, material language, this is called economic development. So this is the definition of material desire. So in an inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be like the straws and grains of sand. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will always remain disturbed, whatever we may do. So in this way, the endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. So modernized benefits are considered to be the dust, and then a little further going, it's a long purport, and then Prabhupada explained that impersonalism, speculation, monism, existence of the Supreme Lord, merging speculative knowledge, and they are all compared to the grains of sand. So there were dust was those materialistic desires, and these grains of sand are those impersonalistic, monistic desires that there. And then Prabhupada explains, if not taken care, by his practical example, Mahaprabhu explained that this all has to be done thoroughly. Even cleansing of the outside temple, we will come in the next few minutes, that how Mahaprabhu actually cleansed the outside of the temple, and Prabhupada comments on that, that outside of the temple also has to be cleaned. That means more thoroughly cleaning has to be done. Otherwise, sometimes in initial practice of devotional service, it may appear that the anarthas have gone out. But if the dirt is outside, very nearby, and if you walk in, you can just bring the dirt in. If the breeze is favorable to material sense gratificatory desires come, those can bring in those anarthas back again in devotional service. Even for exalted devotees, Prabhupada explains, it may later on come as fault finding or desire for name and fame, or a jiva himsa, stopping the preaching program. So in this way, Prabhupada explains this beautiful long purport. His second cleansing was to throw away all the stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service. So in this way, beautifully, Srila Prabhupada explains this purport. And then after the cleansing, we'll just take another 5 minutes to complete this section. Mahaprabhu cleansed the Narsingadev temple outside. And then after cleansing the Narsingadev temple, because that the last part is the feasting part, so we should read that to just to complete it. We cannot leave it just with the anartha nivritti. The feasting part will give us some enthusiasm to do that cleaning. So Mahaprabhu danced like a maddened lion, of course, after worshipping Narsingadev, what else? And then the whole earth was trembling, and then in the whole, Mahaprabhu actually took a hand of Sri Gopal, one of the sons of Advaita Acharya, and he made him dance, and somehow he fainted in ecstasy. And then he fell down on the ground, and Advaita Acharya went and lifted him on his lap, and then saying, there's no breathing sense, that was the ecstatic kirtan, and started to cry. The devotees were crying. Mahaprabhu personally goes, places his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and tells him, get up. And then he gets up and again stands to dance. And all the devotees then gathered and were dancing more enthusiastically. So we need those experiences. Because some devotees were tired, probably they were not dancing, so Mahaprabhu had to enact. Everyone danced. When they saw Gopal again got up, they all again started dancing in this way. So and then finally after dancing and tired, they go to the garden where the different devotees of the Lord, Vaninath Rai and all the superintendent, the temple commander who had given all these brooms, now arranges for prasad also. So he brought all huge quantities of prasadam, Jagannath's Mahaprasadam for the Lord, and the Lord made everyone sit in rows, and Sarup Damodar Goswami, Jagdanand Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Gopinath Acharyas and Vaninath Rai and Shankar Pandit and Gadadhar Pandit, of course. On all these loving, great, exalted, the senior most devotees of the Lord entourage, they began serving the big feast to all the devotees. And Mahaprabhu said, just give me some lafda, simple vyanjan, I'll just take. But of course, with Jagdananda Pandit being the serving team, how could Lord refuse? That was the intimate relation. He made Mahaprabhu eat, and Sarudamodar Goswami also made Mahaprabhu eat, and all the devotees, and Mahaprabhu is there in the heart of all the devotees. So he was guiding the service, that this devotee likes Malpua, so give him Malpua, and this devotee is like Chana Rabri, so give him Chana Rabri more, or this devotee loves Rasgulla, so give him Rasgulla, and this devotee loves Kannika rice, that Jagannath special rice, he gives him that. So this devotee likes curd rice, so give him curd rice. So like that, Mahaprabhu was actually personally orchestrating and satisfying all the devotees, and all the devotees with great ecstasy were chanting and having loving relationships and having fun. Nityananda Prabhu Advaita Acharya having fun, and Gopinatha Acharya having fun with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that you are a big scholar and now see what are you doing, honoring prasad, sitting on the floor with all the devotees like this. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also very grateful that it is by your mercy I could engage in these wonderful leelas and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, and it's Mahaprabhu's great mercy. He explains that Kakera Garuda Kare Aiche Kon Hoye, that this is Mahaprabhu's mercy, that who can make a crow into a Garuda. So that is our hope, that Mahaprabhu's mercy is our hope, that someday we can also follow in the footsteps of all these great exalted devotees and pray to Srila Gadadhar Pandit on this holy day, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur to shower their blessings upon us, and we can cleanse our heart thoroughly in the process, and then invite the Lord to be seated in our hearts. So that is, with Mahaprabhu's grace, this is possible. Kakera Garuda Kaila. So even a crow can become Garuda. So there is hope in Mahaprabhu's mercy for Lord. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Gadadhar Pandit ji ki, Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur Pad ki, Shri Gundicha Marjanam ki, Shri Prabhupad ki. Hari Om.